Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Veepstakes. Now that we have two presumptive nominees and the campaign has entered its begging for money like you're raising bail for your little sister stage, it's the only game in town. So this week, let's concentrate on who Donald Trump should pick as his vice president. First off, old friend Sarah Palin, because the two make such an adorable couple. Bernie Sanders would give him someone with legislative experience and really stick in Hillary's craw. Ted Cruz, because the chance to see the two of them snarl and bark at each other for 4 months would become must-see TV. Ted Nugent, because nothing says Second Amendment rights like an aging, crazy, long-haired rock and roller. Ted Turner, because that's the only other Ted I could think of besides Ted Levine, who played the serial killer in Silence of the Lambs. And then he was the lieutenant on Monk. Texas Senator John Tower. Sure, he died in 1991, but the posters would all read, Trump Tower, and free publicity is free publicity. Boris Johnson, to nail down the wackiest hair in history ticket. Phil Robertson, the elder of the Duck Dynasty clan, because then the Donald would be the voice of reason. Mike Tyson, because he was an early endorser and could translate some of Trump's more complex policies. Kim Kardashian, because her butt counts as two electoral votes, and come on, you know you want it. Caitlyn Jenner, because that would really double down on the woman card, and confuse liberals. George Lopez, to play the green card, and if he turns it down, give it to Carlos Mencia to really tick him off. And finally, Chris Christie, as a reward for climbing so high up the Donald's butt, he could be arrested for impersonating a suppository. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.